Oh, hi, Axel.
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just following up about the account and the past due payment. I know last we spoke, you said you needed a few weeks because your company was in transition.
Yeah. I think right now it's going to be the best to put everything on hold because the company's not going very good.
Okay. So I can't put the account on hold or even cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's $178 past due balance on the account. But the good news is we're catching it in time because come June 5th, that will reoccur to 356. That will continue to do so until this settles.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's put it on hold until things get better. And then once it gets better, I'll give you a call and fix it up.
Okay. So I would have to collect the $178 in order to put it on hold.
I don't have no $175.
Okay. So I would recommend if you don't have it today, that's okay, but just get it done maybe before the 1st of June because if not, it will reoccur to 356 on the 5th of June. And I don't want that to happen to you, especially since you're already having issues. You know what I mean?
I'll do my best.
Yeah, okay. Let me look and see if there's one option here. Okay, so you have a website through the AMG American Builders. So that was AMGRoofingTX.com. I'm going to check the other profile real quick and see if you have a website with that one. Oh, okay. So you have a website with AM American Builders and AM American Roofing. So if you wanted to, if this is a little bit easier for you, I could cancel the programs and just keep your websites open. And that's just $49 each for the hosting of the site. So if I do that, it would reduce your past due balance from, you know, $178 to just, $98?
Yeah. But you have to wait for me because right now it's not a good time.
Okay. Yeah, the only reason I suggest that is that if you do that, it's easy to call back and, you know, reinstate the rest of the services. Do you think that you would have the $98 by the 1st of June, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, 1st of June, it sounds good. Maybe there's 15 more days.
Yeah, yeah, because if we do it that way, then we'll get the new payment prior to the one on the 5th being due. And then once we get the payment on June 1st, I could even push the next one out 30 days, which means you would be paid in full until July 1st. But I might be able to get you into corporate hosting, which would be $29 each, and that would lower your past due amount to $58. Do you think that that would be doable before the 1st?
I'm going to do the best I can, Tina, to get that happen.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put some notes in here, what we discussed, and hopefully the payment will be good by then. If not, I'll follow up with you at that time, okay?
Thank you, Tina.
All right. You're welcome, Axel. Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.